Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. John Deere tractors are built to work and built to perform. At P&K Equipment, we tend to agree. The full line of 5E Series utility tractors is full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Moving, mowing, baling, and feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. And right now, you can get up to $4,000 off a 5E Series utility tractor with the purchase of two or more implements. After all, you've got some land, it's time you own it. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 1/31/17. Implements must be John Deere or Frontier brand. Other restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Cattle futures today finished a volatile day, down about $1 to $1.60 on the feeder cattle, anywhere from $70 to $1.55 lower on the live cattle. And that is following a day where earlier we made new contract highs, or the highest levels we've seen in about 5 months of trading going back to August. And when it made new highs, just like yesterday, we had some additional short covering, people buying those positions to get out of their short positions, and that kind of added to the fire, but then we closed down as sharply as we did going into the close of today. We did have some cash trade, about 4,000 head traded at 119.16. A weighted average. That was a little bit higher, about a dollar higher than last week, but some were expecting as high as 120. So whether you're a buyer or seller, I guess, maybe it was thought to be a little bit higher. And then following that is when the market did get a little bit softer. Box beef is down slightly, down 296 on choice, down 206 on select. Choice is at 190.42, about $12 lower from the high about a week ago, and the choice select spreads really tightened to $2.51 on 101 loads trading. So quite a bit of action here to finish this midweek Wednesday. Hopefully the market could stay firm throughout the rest of the week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today finished mostly lower here. We did rally back some, but we were lower across the board. Corn was down a penny. Soybeans were down 3 to 4 cents, but 9 cents off of their lows. They were down 12 and 13 at one point today. And then the wheat was 7 to 9 cents lower, with Kansas City July down 7 and 3 quarters at 453 and a half. There is a 1 to 3 inch forecast of rain over for the wheat belt, western Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, Colorado, Kansas, which is much needed for the wheat belt. We are getting some dry areas. There's also a USDA report tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. The estimates for the all-winter wheat seedings is 34.139 million acres. Last year it was 36.13, so about 2 million less acres than where we were last year on the all-winter wheat. Hard red winter wheat, 24.94 million acres, where in 2016 it was 26.58. So a little bit more than 1.5 million less acres of hard red winter wheat. It'll be interesting to see with the given prices of the wheat how aggressive these farmers will be on harvesting and fertilizing to make a crop here, given the fact that prices in a lot of areas are around $3 a bushel, which some people argue is not going to be profitable. So again, 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, we got the USDA monthly report.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.